Okay, awesome. So this is recruiting training 2021 session number two. If you're watching this as a replay and you have not seen session number one, please go back and watch that session first. It's really important that you go through some of the very basics, the mindset, what a pipeline automation is, things like that before you get to session two. Because you might not be able to understand some of the things I'm talking about in session two if you haven't watched session one. All right, so questions for all of you who are live here tonight. There's a little Q&A section, not chat, but we are going to use Q&A. That way we can keep those all together. So if you have a question, please use the questions area. And I am not going to answer questions as we go, but I will answer questions at the end of the presentation, and I will answer them in the order received. So if I say something and you think, what did she just say about that? Or how does that work again? Then just go ahead and put your question in. Can you please explain whatever it is. And I'll go back through and answer them. No problem. If you need to contact us, go to asnmarketingplan.com. At the end, I'm going to show you an opportunity on our website where you can sign up to do watch a demo or do go through a demo with me individually or with your team. It's free. Anybody can do it. I know this is a lot of information. And so we thought we would put together a little demo schedule. If anybody wants a demo, you're more than welcome to get a demo. And that's basically just a demo of the service that we have. So here we go. We're going to go back through this. All right. So yesterday we talked about changing our mindset, the way we recruit, how to use automation to reach new candidates, how to use automation to re-engage with old candidates, and how to do 90% of your recruiting virtually. Tonight, we're going to talk about how to use our virtual assistant, or you might have someone on your team that can do these things, to handle your ads, import your candidates and more. How to use online signing services for form filled applications and background checks. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about best copy ad practices and best performing Facebook ads and more. And I'm going to show you some really good ads. In fact, tonight there's a screenshot that I know some of you will be really interested in because I went through and read some of the comments when people signed up. And the frustration level is pretty high about people not wanting jobs right now. But on one of our ads, we have 506 interested parties. I cannot tell you that they're fully qualified. I know that they passed all of our deal breaker questions, but you know, you don't know till you get down to it how really qualified they are, right? So people are out there who want to work. It's just a matter of where you're located, what your ads say. Attitude is a lot of it. And there's more to it, but we're going to talk about that later. Okay. And then session four, the last one on Thursday, is onboarding and retention strategies and automated password protected document training centers. We have some really good things that we've come up with for retention strategies. So I hope you'll watch the replay or attend live. These are really some stuff that we've learned over the years, actually, and then some new things that you may not know about. All right, today, capturing the numbers, making better decisions, how to use a virtual assistant, which would be someone on our team, not someone in the Philippines, to handle your ads, import your candidates, and more, how to use online signing services for form fill applications, background checks, etc. All right, let's think really carefully about recruiting time and using, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, less time up front, more time on the real deal. The real deal is the person who's filling out the forms, who's scheduling the appointments, who's showing up for a phone interview, who's willing to fill out an online application, who's willing to do some of those things. The people who are not the real deal are the ones filling out information forms and then disappearing into space. So we want to spend more time on the real deal. So where do you spend most of your time? Or where does your recruiter spend most of their time? Placing ads and renewing ads, communicating via multiple platforms with multiple candidates. I see that all the time. You've got Indeed, Glassdoor, Zip, Craigslist, somebody has to log into every single one of those accounts, go through, find out where they are, communicate with them, blah, 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 blah. You're chasing your own tail. And then placing ads and renewing ads. Placing an ad is not such a big deal, but I don't know if any of you have ever heard of this, but there's something, I don't know, it's called, I don't know what the terminology is, but when you never renew your ads, and by renewing, I don't mean just re-upping, I mean changing the words, changing the text, changing the offer. When you don't do that, people get tired of seeing the same thing over and over again. You have to make it new and fresh once in a while, and that can be a lot of work, especially if you don't remember what you said the last time. And then chasing candidates for phone calls, interviews, documents, texting, all that stuff. That's a lot of time. I don't know where your folks spend the most time. I'm going to guess it's chasing candidates. But some of that can be helped. How much time would you save if you had someone else, maybe someone in your office, maybe someone not in your office, who placed the ads with great copy to three major recruiting platforms, extracted all the candidates from those platforms to one CRM account, ASN Spark CRM account, started all candidates with an automation process that chases them for information and interviews. So in other words, you set your own budgets. Some of you like to spend a certain amount of money on Indeed. Some of you spend no money on Indeed. Some people like Craigslist. Some people like ZipRecruiter. Some people like Facebook, and that's all they want. Some people like all of them. Some people like my CNA jobs. We have logged into every single one of those platforms and done all the work for some of our clients, and they never have to touch those accounts again if they don't want to. Of course, they can log in. It's their account. But we just kind of take over. We take all the people from all the platforms and all the places, and we gently put them into the CRM and start that automation. And it saves a whole lot of time. We also place the ads. We also update the ads. We also monitor the ads. We also know if the ads are working or not working. All of that stuff can be offloaded from you and your staff. Or you could have one person who's responsible for all of it. So what could you do with that time that you've saved? You could focus your time and attention on candidates who are showing up, on orientation, on current staff, on document collection. You can focus on retention. And boy, is that something we all could use a little more time for, is helping our caregivers feel honored, feel respected, feel, you know, like they're doing a good job. You know the drill. I mean, people really want to be appreciated for the hard work that they do. And taking more time to do that. And there's a lot of other things that go along with retention, but taking the time to pay attention to those people is so important. All right, so how to use our virtual assistant service, our team, or believe it or not, you can do this with someone on your team to handle your ads, import your candidates, boy, I love that word, and more. Okay, so here is a screenshot from today of our Indeed account. Now we run a lot of Indeed ads. This is our account. This is not a client's account. We have our own data collection going on, but you can see we have 507 active home health aid interested folks who have passed the screening questions in Indeed. And we do not communicate with people on Indeed. What we do is we extract them from Indeed, we put them into an automation, and we let them take the reins from there. If they do what we ask them to do, then we help them find the best paying caregiver jobs that we can find in their local area. If they don't do that, if they don't fill out a form, if they don't take the next action, see you later. I don't even know who's on the list. So, and it says 9 waiting reviews. So there are 9 people in this that are waiting for us to send them or get them started in the automation. So this is what our person on our team, Melanie, does. She goes in every evening, depending on your volume. It might not be the volume that you see here, but it might be the volume. It might be a much smaller volume because you're not looking at 7 locations, 7 different areas. But she'll go in every evening or every other evening, depending on how active your account is, and she will export the people out of this account and add them to your CRM account, which you can have one of your people do, and then let that automation start. So what I'm trying to tell you is you can go to all of these accounts if you want to. You can just export them or however that makes sense for you, and then just import them from a CSV or an Excel spreadsheet into your CRM with a certain tag. And of course, we show you how to do this. We don't keep it a secret. And once you import them into your CRM account, then boom, this little automation starts and those people are sent texts and emails and they're asked to take an action, which is to fill out an information form. And then they're asked to schedule their phone interview. And then they're asked, they're reminded to show up for the phone interview. And, you know, so it goes on and on. The automation is pretty cool. Or we modify it to meet your needs, whatever that is. So you can have, we do Indeed. We've done ZipRecruiter. Craigslist is a little different. We do place ads for people on Craigslist. In California, it's $75 per week per ad. And we have some clients doing an ad a week. So 75 times four times every week. That's so sad. But that's how much Craigslist costs. But that's why doing this through a CRM is really important, like the one we have set up, because if they're not getting any Craigslist candidates, they need to turn that off and save that money and put it into Google Ads or something else to get candidates. And by the way, although we do love Facebook, we don't use Facebook the way you guys would normally use Facebook through the jobs platform. We do really love Facebook for caregiver, for getting caregivers. And some of our clients who have a bigger volume need have turned to Google Ads, and that has worked really well. So there are options out there beyond the normal ones that you might be using. So what we also do for our clients, if they want us to, is when they log into their CRM accounts, and this is all demo data, so it's nothing real here. When they log into their CRM account, we put these across the top of the screen here. You see where my arrow is. Anyone who came from Indeed is tagged with Indeed. You can see that here. And they are in a certain, like a bucket. Put them in a bucket of Indeed applicants. If they come from My CNA Jobs, we put them in that bucket. Facebook comes from that bucket. Job Seekers is everybody. But whatever buckets you need across here, we divide these up so you can see. Maybe the Indeed people, you want to send a specific message to them. Or maybe the My CNA Jobs need something specific. So just for you to be able to peruse through your job seekers and see who's who and where they came from, we divide these up for you so you can have a better look at what's going on. You don't have to do this, but I think it helps me anyway, kind of see what kind of volume I have coming from each of these. And then, like I said, once they're imported, this is our little funnel that we talked about yesterday. They come in from all these different places. You put them into one funnel and the automation begins and they go through what we call the chase to get them to go through the steps to give you enough information to know that you want to interview them, for them to be able to set their own interview at their own time, and for you to be able to go through the hiring process if they qualify. So here's where we get to tracking costs. And don't forget, if you have a question, go to the Q&A section and add your question in there. Are you tracking costs? Know your numbers to save money. So when you have everybody kind of divided up, like, you know, tagged with the word Indeed or My CNA Jobs, then we can set up what we call a pipeline or additional buckets. And this is where you can see who was hired by source. So in other words, if my, this is CL is Craigslist, by the way, if my Craigslist ad hasn't netted any new hires in the last 30 days or 60 days or whatever time frame I want to look at it, then I'm going to stop advertising on Craigslist. If none of the people that have responded have been worth my time, And then I'm going to quit. There's no sense in spending however much per week on Craigslist ads if that's not going to work for you. If it does work for you and you have 15 hires from Craigslist, then by all means, continue down that road. Spend more. So my CNA jobs, you can see who's hired, Facebook, see who's hired from there, and Indeed, see who came from there. Some of these are going to always have a little bit more volume, but I think right here is where you can make some very good cost tracking decisions. Do I want to continue down the road with Indeed ads if I'm not getting any new hires from there? You don't. You can, or back off on the budget if it's not worth your time. So whatever financial decisions you need to make about recruiting, you can do that by having what we call a hired by source pipeline. And you can divide these people into buckets and see how they pan out. All right, so having said all that, we're gonna talk about something that some of you use all the time and some of you have never used. I know that there are a lot of you who use ClearCare or something like that to do your, some HR services to do all of your online applications. And here's what I've learned about online applications. I have learned that, of course, like you have learned, that people are doing this on their cell phones. They do not have laptop computers. They do not have desktop computers. And I have often recommended, I know this was hard during COVID, and it still may be for some of you. I recommended to many that they have a little spot in their office. Maybe it's in the front lobby. Maybe it's, you know, I know not everybody's office is huge. Some of you work from your home, so it's not even possible. But for those of you who have a brick and mortar office, to have a spot where someone can go sit down at a computer and fill out their application and maybe get a little help from someone if there's a question they don't understand is really helpful. So if someone's having a really hard time filling out an application, I always recommend, it doesn't mean that they're, you know, they get frustrated and embarrassed perhaps, but it doesn't mean they're not a good caregiver. So to offer to have them come in and get some help, not that you're gonna fill it out for them, but that you can walk with them through the application to make sure everything's filled out correctly. It's always a nice thing to do if you can take that time. And you know, I don't know, whatever you need to do to help get these applications, background check things filled out, whatever. It's helpful to help them when they don't have anything but their cell phone to use. Maybe they don't have a good internet connection. Some of you aren't in the heart of a metro area. Some of you are out in the wilderness, or your caregivers are out in the wilderness. Maybe they don't have good internet. Maybe they don't have good cell service. I know where my mom lives. Sometimes there's not great cell service. Most of the time now there is, but every once in a while. And I have also noticed that in big giant cities like Manhattan, sometimes the service isn't so great right there on Wall Street. It's not great. So just keep that in mind as people are going through this process and getting frustrated. Here's what we've done for clients, and you can do this for yourself. You don't have to do this, but this is an option. We take all the documents that a client needs to have signed, filled out, whatever, initialed. We take all of them and we combine them into one large, long PDF. I'm going to show you a screenshot in just a few minutes here. And we upload it to, some of you may use DocuSign, which would be similar, but we use something that's probably a little cheaper, either to PDF Filler, which is my choice, or there's another one called Sign Request that's even cheaper. And we create in that, I'm going to say 30-page document, which is what it ends up being in some states. Some of you live in a state where things are a lot easier. Some of you live in a state where everything is very complicated and long. So we make every space on those forms a form fillable field. And that's why it says 3 to 5 hours. That takes a long time because we can't just create a form fillable document. We have to understand what can be a mandatory field and what cannot be a mandatory field. And I'm going to show you what that looks like in a minute. So we make as many of the fields mandatory as possible because we know that you want that document filled out completely. You don't want them to miss anything because that's a pain in the butt. So we make as many mandatory as we can. And then we set up a link to the document. So there is a link that you can send someone in an email. It says, congratulations, we'd like you to move forward with the next step. Here's a link to our full application, background checks, blah, 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 whatever the forms are, I-9, W-2, W-4, blah, blah, blah. All of those things are in this document. Send them one small link. You can text it to them. You can email it to them. All you do is click on the link and boom, they can start filling it out right there. And then we also set up delivery options. So we, you know, talk with our client, who needs to get this completed document via email? Where does it need to go? Do you want it delivered to Google Drive as well as emailed to people? What do you want to have this, where do you want this to go? And then we test it and we have to ask our clients to go through that entire 30 pages and test it themselves. Because if they don't test it, then there's no way to know if it's exactly the way they want it. That is a process that we do for our clients so they don't have to. And when we use a system like PDF Filler, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it's a really good one. And what it does is it has an online app. It's free. And the person doesn't have to download PDF Filler, but they can. And it makes it even easier for them to fill out the document. So they don't have to do that, but PDF Filler is very, very mobile friendly. So when you have people who are trying to fill out 30 pages of junk and make sure they've hit all the fields and signed everything in the right places, it's really nice to have an application that is very mobile friendly and takes them step by step by step through the whole process. So that's why I recommend it. If you love DocuSign or you love one of these other ones that you use, go for it. So that's what we do for our clients. We do charge a fee for that, of course, because it does take a lot of our time, but it does help a lot. And it doesn't mean doing all this doesn't mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that people are going to whiz through stuff. They still have problems sometimes. They still have internet connection issues. They still have trouble reading. They may need somebody to help them go through these documents. So don't be opposed to doing that. Great caregivers aren't always the best readers. So here is a look at what that, and it's also white labeled to you. So it doesn't have anything to do with us. When you use something like PDF Filler, you put your logo on it. It's all, only your information is showing. Now this is the desktop view. This is not the mobile view. But I didn't, I wanted you to see the desktop view because it's big enough that you can actually see it on your screens. The mobile view would be a little small for this, but it does have a beautiful mobile view as well. So the person has to put in their name and their email address, and then they hit get started. And if they want to, over here on the right-hand side, they can flip through the pages of the document. They can't fill it out here. They can just look at it and see what all the questions are. And then it does have them, it has all, you know, whoever the HR person's name is automatically filled in, who they can email if they have problems, and they have to consent. We always make them consent, and this is a HIPAA-compliant version of this document. And then they come to a screen that says welcome, and then they have to hit got it. I agree to use electronic records and signatures. And then once they check that box, it says, let's go. And then they're on to actually filling out the document. And here's what that looks like. You can see at the very top of the screen, it says page 1 of 30. So I'm not kidding. I know you guys know that that's a lot of documents here. So any of these fields that you see here with the little orange triangle, those are mandatory fields. They have to fill those out. And I'm not going to show you every page of this because it's crazy long. But a couple of things to know about systems like this. It says, for instance, are you a citizen of the United States? I can't make these mandatory because it's a multiple choice question. So you have to be picky and choosy about what's mandatory and what's not. I don't want this to not be mandatory, but in this case, I can't make multiple choice. I can't make it mandatory. So the other option is to design an application, which you probably don't want to go back and do, to design an application that doesn't ask multiple choice questions. It might just ask, it might be a fill in the blank, yes or no. And then we can make that mandatory. But some of these are pretty standard stuff. But your person who looks at this is going to have to go back through and make sure every single check mark is checked on some of these. So as you go through here, you can see, like, for instance, we put high school as mandatory, the address from to you. But after that, education, we did not make those mandatory. Some people haven't gone anywhere past high school. And then on the forms that are government related, same thing applies. Sometimes there's a yes, no question on those I-9s or whatever that you cannot make mandatory. So even though this covers as many bases as humanly possible, you still have to go back through, look at that PDF, maybe print it if they didn't fill it out correctly or they missed a spot. You might have to print it and have them come in and check a few more boxes. But that shouldn't take very long. Having them come in might take a little time. But if they're coming in for orientation, you can do that anyway. You can see at the top, there are 105 required and 293 optional fields. Click start to begin. And it walks you through. Now, at the very end of this, if they missed a mandatory field, it will not let them close it out until they have filled out every mandatory field. It will take them back to that mandatory field and make them fill that in. It won't let them close it out. It won't let them submit or send or whatever it does at the end. So what happens is then you, your HR person, whoever you want, gets a emailed copy of that PDF. And in your PDF filler account, it's also stored there. You could also have it sent. We can have it sent directly to a Google Drive. If you want that in Google Drive, you can have it there. So wherever you want to store records, and of course you can print them out if you want to, wherever you store records, you can do it all electronically. But this is a very mobile friendly interface. So that is my recommendation for those of you who aren't using a ClearCare or something like that. It takes care of all of this. It's a very much more cost-effective way to do it, but you got to get it set up right the first time. All right, that was pretty fast. So let me know what kind of questions you have. It can be about form fillable documents. It can be about how to understand more about tracking costs. It can be about the CRM. Also, I'm going to, while you're filling out questions, if you have any questions, I don't see any questions yet. So please, please, please ask some questions. I am going to hit escape here and I'm going to go to our website for a second because I want to show you, for those of you who are not current clients and you want to perhaps, let me get rid of this for a second. I took, this is our website, by the way. This is not our homepage. I will send this link to everyone. Let's go to the homepage. So here's asnmarketingplan.com. Under recruiting program right here, I put recruiting demo as a dropdown. So if you click on that, you can see right here, here's a demo calendar. You can scroll through the months. You can pick any month you want. And you can pick a time and day for a demo. It'll have you fill out a little, select the date. Obviously, I tested this, so I know it works. You have to fill out your information here, unless you've already done that before, and hit book appointment, and you'll get a series of reminders. Everyone's welcome. Everyone who's interested, it's totally fine with me. Whether you are interested in our program or not, you might want to see a demo of how it all works. This is a good question. We do have a question. When you're posting ads, how do you determine when you pull it down? 2 weeks? That's a really good question. So I usually tell people to let their ad roll for a month. It depends on where you're advertising. But you might as well plan on a full 30 days to let your ad run. And the reason I say that is for some of these platforms, some of them are very fast to optimize, which I mean, but what I mean by that, it's geek talk. What I mean by that is they're very fast to take hold and everybody, you know, who needs to see them can see them. But I'll use this example for Facebook and Google Ads. Sometimes they take a little tweaking in the beginning. Maybe you're getting people that are out of, not in your wheelhouse. They're too far away. Even though we've tried to make all of those things, you know, Facebook and Google have some rules about employment ads. You can only advertise in a 15-mile radius of your office location or of some location. And so if you're getting people from those ads that are outside of your service area that you think that's just too far to drive, there's no way, then we need to move the dot. We need to move where that 15-mile radius is. So we've done that for a lot of folks. We've had to, the first 2 weeks, kind of take a look at what's coming in, regroup, have a meeting, talk about it, or at least talk about it in a support ticket, if nothing else, and then move that 15-mile radius to a more southern location or a more western location or whatever we need to do. 15 miles is a lot of space. That's a lot of, for some of you, that's too much. But Facebook and Google have discrimination rules, and they don't want you. It used to be that we could just say, I only want people in the zip code. And it wasn't because we wanted people who lived in that zip code. It was because we have client cases in that zip code, right? And we want people who live near them to be able to serve them so they don't have far to go. But Google and Facebook don't look at it like that. They don't want you to discriminate as to where you're advertising. So lots and lots of things like that go through these systems. And I would just say, give it a month. Craigslist, if you post one time a week, and you realize Craigslist is a whole nother animal. I mean, the minute you post a job ad, it's covered up by 40 other job ads, right? So I don't even know why anybody does this, but I know it's fairly out of desperation. But once you post a job ad, you know, and you do it again the next week, and you, if you've posted four job ads once a week for 4 weeks and you haven't gotten any hits, either the copy's bad or something's wrong with it, or you're never going to get anybody from Craigslist. So I would totally cut that loss. And then for Indeed, I would say that's the other thing. I would say if in 2 weeks you haven't had one hit, you're either not spending enough to get it out there, because you know we've got a lot of competition right now. You're going to have to spend a little money, or the ad just doesn't say the right thing. I got 507 people to respond to my ad on Indeed because I said a few words, which I'm not going to give away, that made it really interesting to them. And again, I don't know that they're all 100% qualified because I'm not the end qualifier, but I do know they are all have driver's license, are able to work in the United States, can drive a car. You know, I know those things about them. So it could be the copy of your ad. The folks are only going to read, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, but the folks are only going to read the top two or three lines of your ad. So it's not uncommon for a little bit of change in the top of that ad to be well worth it. Okay. So we got that. Maria, I love your name. It says, should we call or contact candidates from old databases or people that applied in the past, or is it good practice, should we call only new applicants? Maria, we talked about this yesterday, and I know you weren't on the thing yesterday, so I hope you watched that. Go back and watch session one. You all are sitting on a gold mine of humans. You really do need to reach out to those people who you never hired for whatever reason, unless it's because they're a felon or they just simply never will qualify to work for you. But if there are people in your database that didn't follow through, just think about the drama in their lives, or the complications in their lives, or the stuff going down in their lives. I don't know why they ghosted you. I don't know why they didn't show up. I don't know why they didn't answer that text. But if you reach out to them again and they're in a better place, they may be willing to move to you for a new job. They may be tired of their old job, or maybe they got a better offer at the same time. So please, yes, that's part of our entire conversation yesterday, was reaching out to that goldmine of humans that you have sitting in your databases. You have them on Excel spreadsheets. You have them sitting in ClearCare. You have them sitting in some HR system somewhere. Export all those people, put them in a system that's going to text them, call them, and email them, and let it roll. And whatever happens, happens. But I would say automate everything. Let a system do that for you so that you're not stressing out about every single phone call that you have to make. Let something else do it. I don't think a someone needs to do that. I think a something can do that. Something can text them, email them. Voicemail drops. I'll tell you about voicemail drops. Voicemail drops are an option. Let me make sure I don't have any other questions. If you have any other questions, by the way, don't forget to put them in the Q&A section. I'm sure that if you have a question, it's probably on someone else's mind too. So we answered it. But we answered it. So done. Okay. So what was I just talking about? Oh, voicemail drops. So voicemail drops are another option. The only thing I would say about voicemail drops is that if you're going to do them, and I'll explain what they are in a second, everybody on your team and your staff and your office needs to know that you're doing voicemail drops, because you're going to get a lot of phone calls. So here's what a voicemail drop is. Some of our clients like to text someone and then leave an introductory voicemail, very short, leave an introductory voicemail on that person's voicemail, on their cell phone voicemail. And the only way to do that is for our system, and this is something that our system will do, it's called voicemail drop in our system. We can schedule it in. It calls, it hangs up real quick and it calls back so that instantly it gets voicemail, and then it leaves this pre-recorded voicemail, which is fine. But what happens is the person on the receiving end, and by the way, this only happens during business hours. It doesn't happen in the middle of the night. We're not trying to freak people out or scare them. It's all scheduled to go out during the day. But what happens is not only do people not answer their phones anymore, they also don't listen to their voicemail anymore. Have you noticed that? So instead of listening to the voicemail, they just hit redial and call a person back that was calling them. So when they hit redial, that line that you're using, if it's from our system, is going to dial directly to your office line. It's on purpose because we don't want you to miss a call from a caregiver, but the person sitting at the front desk is like, what in the heck is going on? All these people are calling and saying, why did you call me? So if you're going to do it, make sure that your office staff knows it's happening so they can say, oh, you might have received a voicemail from us. Have you listened to your voicemail? You might want to listen to your voicemail because we just left you a little welcome email, a little welcome voicemail from our staff. And it's all about an ad that you must have answered yesterday or the day before. So that person knows exactly how to respond to them. Why are you calling me? It happens a lot. But we do leave a very kind voicemail. I record them sometimes for our clients. Sometimes our clients record them. And it's just a very simple, hi, we're so happy that you're interested in applying with us. Watch your text and email for next steps. It's a very nice voicemail. Just don't listen to them. Somebody asked if they will be able to catch a replay. Absolutely, we will give a replay of this. So does anybody else have any questions before I wrap it up for the evening? Thank you so much for joining me for these evenings this week. My dogs are not happy, but they'll get over it. They just like to go to bed early. So that's it for tonight. Chatting. Oh, thank you. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again tomorrow night. Be sure to watch session one if you haven't done that. Thanks. Bye-bye.